Patient Steinbach Janie, date of birth 11/23/52, examination date February 2nd, 2023. Indications: patient is a 70-year-old female, referred for left lower extremity venous duplex. She has left lower extremity and vulvar varicosities. Recent history of hemorrhoidectomy 2 weeks ago. Procedure: on February 2nd, 2023, a Toshiba Zario XG duplex scanner was utilized to incinate and visualize the left lower extremity deep and superficial venous systems. Findings: the deep venous system is patent, compressible, and free of thrombus. There does not appear to be deep venous reflux in the left lower extremity. There does appear to be superficial venous reflux in the left great saphenous vein from proximal calf to mid-calf. An intersaphenous tributary brings reflux to the great saphenous vein from the small saphenous vein. A re-entry perforator is noted at mid-calf, measuring 4.1 millimeters in diameter. Reflux times are as follows in seconds: saphenofemoral junction, 0.0, proximal thigh, 0.0, mid-thigh, 0.0, distal thigh, 0.0, below knee, 2.0, mid-calf, 0.9, distal calf, 0.0. Diameter measurements in millimeters of the great saphenous vein are: saphenofemoral junction, 8.5, proximal calf. Correction: proximal thigh, 2.8. Mid-thigh, 2.6, distal thigh, 2.2, below knee, 2.8, mid-calf, 2.4, distal calf, 2.5. There does appear to be superficial venous reflux in the left small saphenous vein at proximal calf, stemming from an incompetent posterior accessory saphenous vein. Vulvar varicosities communicate with the PAGSV at the proximal to mid thigh. Reflux leaves the small saphenous vein via an intersaphenous tributary at proximal calf. Reflux times are as follows in seconds: PAGSV 3.4, small saphenous proximal calf 1.2, mid calf 0.0, distal calf 0.0. Diameter measurements in millimeters of the left posterior accessory and small saphenous vein are: mid thigh 6.4, distal thigh 5.1, proximal calf 3.7, mid-calf 1.7, distal calf 2.0. A limited abdominal venous exam was performed given the patient history of hemorrhoids and vulvar varicosities, leading to suspicion of a pelvic source of reflux. There does not appear to be compression of the left common iliac vein by the right common iliac artery. The left common iliac vein diameter measures 9.5 millimeters posterior to the artery and 11.8 millimeters just distal to the artery. There does appear to be compression of the left renal vein between the superior mesenteric artery and aorta. Left renal vein diameter measures 3.0 millimeters between the SMA and aorta and 11.8 millimeters in its mid to distal segment. The left gonadal vein is identified.